emerging commodity and business news and a snapshot of life outside the capital cities.
She's picking bulls, you know what I mean? It's in our blood.
Serving country Australia since 1951, The Rural Report on ABC Local Radio.
10 to 7 on ABC New England North West. Carol Fuller with you this morning. Well, back in May last year, the competition watchdog cleared petrol stations in Armidale of any price collusion. But the state member for the Northern Tablelands, Adam Marshall, reckons something odd is going on. Yeah, what are prices like around Armidale this morning? Let me know, 1300 648 222, or text me 0467 922 684. What are you seeing when it comes to prices this morning? Adam Marshall is with us. Good morning, Adam Marshall.
G'day, Kelly.
I'm not too bad. What are prices like?
Well, prices are incredibly high. In fact, I would say ridiculously high, Kelly, relative to not only everywhere else in your listening area, in the New England Northwest, where Armidale has been the highest location for fuel prices, unleaded or diesel, every single week for the last 52 weeks, the last year, but also relative to all over New South Wales. Armidale has been consistently on the weekly fuel prices in the top five highest places for fuel anywhere in New South Wales. Now, that it's not just a one-off. As we've talked about in the past, this is a consistent trend, but for some bizarre reason, fuel is, you know, 7, 8, sometimes even 9 cents a litre more expensive here in Armidale rather than compared to anywhere else in our region. And the real question is why? And even the ACCC could not explain it when they conducted their investigation. They could not explain why Armidale has more expensive fuel, not just by 1 or 2 cents. I don't think that would be an issue with just 1 or 2 cents, but by such a large margin, 8 or 9 cents on unleaded, and diesel, it's anywhere between 11 and 19 cents a litre more expensive than anywhere else in the listing area. It's just extraordinary.
Well, if you're just filling up this morning and maybe you filled up last night, let me know. What are you paying for petrol around the region? 1300 648 222, or send me a text message, maybe 0467 922 684, or you can tweet us this morning too. I'm at Kel Fuller, or at ABC New England is the handles you want to use if you're on Twitter. What are locals telling you, Adam Marshall? Are you getting lots of calls on this?
Oh, I certainly am, Kelly, and it's something that does come up every Christmas time, I think.
You kind of expect that around holidays, yeah, you brace for it.
Yeah, people go away and they actually see people that would ordinarily just not even think about the fuel price because they're in Armidale all the time, but when they go away on holidays and travel and buy fuel in other places, they start to question why they're paying so much for fuel where they are. And it's not as if fuel prices have gone up in Armidale markedly just because of Christmas. In fact, looking at the figures, the fuel prices have always been artificially high in Armidale compared to other areas. So I think people this time of year tend to take a bit more interest and get very concerned about it. But yesterday is a classic example where fuel was 9 cents a litre more expensive in Armidale than Inverell, 7 cents more than Moree.
I paid $1.19 in Tamworth on Monday night.
Yeah, it was $1.28.9 yesterday in Armidale. There was 1 centre that was selling it for $1.27.9, but most of them were $1.28.9, while in Inverell you could get it for $1.19.9.
There's nothing like the prices you saw when you were raising the issue, which was around $1.45 even, though.
That's right, yeah. We were looking at prices that were in the $1.50s, yeah, at that time. But at that time, the oil price, I think, of the call was quite high. So whilst the prices have all come down relative to other centres in our region and across the state, Armidale is still ridiculously high. And I know the ACCC did investigate last year, as you said in your intro. They did say that they couldn't find any evidence of cartel behaviour. That was their word. That's not to say there wasn't any. That's just to say they couldn't find any evidence. But someone needs to be able to answer the question, Kelly, because
who's left to do it, though? I mean, if the ACCC can't find it, obviously as a state MP, you don't have any power to get into this field, but, I mean, what else can be done?
Well, Well, I think the ACCC has to have another look at it, and I think if they don't have the resources or have the power or authority to bring these retailers to check, then I think the federal government need to look at changing the rules to give the ACCC more teeth. I mean, I know it's easy for people to accuse the ACCC, and it does quite regularly get accused of being a toothless tiger, but I want, they are the body that is tasked with safeguarding consumers' interests in situations like this. And I want to see them actually come back and do their job properly. And they did put Armidale on that regional watch list, you'll recall, and I think many voters were left questioning, well, what was the point of that? Because
I'm not sure, Kelly.
I've actually written off to the ACCC yesterday, actually asking a number of questions, including that, about what is the watch list actually doing, and how do you feel about these high prices, and what investigations will the ACCC commence now?
Give them a call as well. It's an interesting time, I guess. Let us know if you're seeing, Gretchen, what price you're seeing this morning, and see if there's any reactions for even Adam Marshall's, conversation at the moment. It does seem unfortunate that sometimes only media attention causes a change, but Adam, thank you for your time this morning.
That's all right. Thank you, Kelly.
Thank you very much. Adam Marshall there, the Nationals MP for the Northern Tablelands again. This is such a repetitive issue, isn't it, raising with the ACCC the concerns that petrol prices are, for some reason, more expensive in Armidale than any other part of the region. And we'll see what the ACCC has to say after putting Armidale on that watch list. About 3 minutes to seven on ABC New England Northwest. A little bit later on in the show, we're going to find out about a new category that's been added to one of the many country music awards that happened during the festival. It's an award for the golden oldies.